History is filled with astonishing predictions by seers who claim to foresee future events. Among them, the Egyptians, the prophets in the Bible, Nostradamus, Edgar Casey. And all of these have at least one vision in common. The specter of an event yet to come, it will change the world as we know it forever. The final judgment, Armageddon. What's more, the date and hour of this event has been repeatedly foretold. Ever since the earliest civilization, man has studied the past, lived in the present, and feared for the future. A future so elusive, so unknowable, that he has sought help in divining the secrets of time, often turning to the workaday prophets for hire.
My ancestors are from Egypt, and as far as we can trace, I am the sixth generation of psychic readers. We are only the women that have the psychic ability. And now I found that my child, my little girl, has the same ability. When my ancestors were in Egypt, they would preferably read in the pyramids. Our energy is flowed through the pyramid and through our bodies.
A journey back to Egypt, the land of Tila's ancestors, the land of the pharaohs, will reveal what may be this world's most profound prophecy. Embodied in the Great Pyramid is what is purported to be a roadmap of the future that leads to a cataclysmic event at the end of this century. Rising from the desert sands of Egypt, the Great Pyramid bears silent witness to civilizations that have flowered and decayed. More than a mausoleum, it may guard the secrets of time. Author E. Raymond Capt.
It's not a pagan temple or a tomb of a pharaoh whose body never has been found. The pyramid definitely has a message for mankind. The Great Pyramid was built about 2623 BC during the reign of Khufu, second king of the fourth Egyptian dynasty. The builders came from Arabia, and they built several practice pyramids, training a workforce before they even started building the Great Pyramid. And when the Great Pyramid is built and finished, these builders left.
The monument they built may have been created for the living and not the dead.
The Great Pyramid is built disguised as a tomb. Khufu died 7.5 years after the pyramid was built, and he never intended that to be his tomb. One of the puzzling aspects of the Great Pyramid was there were no hieroglyphics found in the passage wall or ceiling or the sarcophagus. In this respect, the Great Pyramid is silent.
Silent, but not without a message. Some scholars believe encoded into the very structure of the pyramid may be mathematical and scientific knowledge of unbelievable precision that was unknown to the ancient Egyptian.
We find in the pyramid scientific features we never dreamed men had any knowledge whatsoever of in that earlier time, 2623 BC. One of the amazing features of the Great Pyramid is it's built on a pi ratio. We know the Egyptians didn't have that information, and yet it's there.
Even more inconceivable, embedded within the pyramid's interior passageways and chambers may be a timeline foretelling the future. Author Richard Noon.
The ancient astronomer, stonemasons that constructed the Great Pyramid, incorporated within the structure, etched in stone, a 6,000-year calendar.
Embodied in the design of the pyramid, we find three very significant dates. One of them is the birth of Christ, 1,000 years before the Bible is written, 2,000 years before Christ is even born. The pyramid is the prophecy in stone.
The secret to deciphering the Great Pyramid's prophetic calendar may lie in a simple equation. 1 inch equals 1 year.
If you start from the outside the pyramid, 2623 BC, when it was built, and start measuring forward in the passage system, allowing each inch to represent 1 year, you come to 1453 BC, when the first ascending passage starts going up. That's the date that the law was given on Mount Sinai to Moses.
Going up the calendar line a little bit further, we reach the birth of Christ. 33 and a third inches later, we have the crucifixion. And then the whole passageway changes into a glorious architectural feat called the Grand Gallery. Then we move up, and according to the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead, we enter two periods of tribulation. Those dates were World War I, World War II, right on the money.
Ominously, the passage rapidly leads to a room called the King's Chamber and a dead end. Some investigators fear this termination may portend the end of time.
The calendar in stone in the Great Pyramid ends on the year 552,000. So it's certainly the ultimate disaster.
However, the Great Pyramid offers an alternate route, or stone calendar, that descends on a straight line into a subterranean chamber. If the equation holds that 1 inch equals 1 year, the year 2000 may also align with a gaping pit in the floor of the underground chamber.
The prophecy of the Great Pyramid allegedly warns that the coming millennium may usher in the end time. This same prophecy reappears in the writings of two men who lived in Europe during the Middle Ages. One was known as the King among Prophets, and the other became a saint.
Over 800 years ago in Ireland lived a bishop, a healer, a seer through time, a prophet who claimed to predict the day and hour his life would end. His name was St. Malachi. His legacy? One remarkable prophecy reaching almost 1,000 years into the future. It came to him in a vision while on a pilgrimage to the holy city of the Vatican. Author John Hoag interprets Malachi's prophecy.
Upon seeing the holy city, he fell into an ecstatic trance and in short three-word phrases predicted all the popes that would rule unto doomsday.
Malachi's prophecy, a coded list foretelling the next 112 popes, remained lost for ages inside Vatican archives. Author Dolores Cannon offers a theory.
It was many centuries later before the prophecies came to light and were brought to the public. And as they have examined them, they have all come true up to the present time.
According to some researchers, Malachi's prophecies contain an ominous warning that may come to pass in our time.
This Irish saint tells us that we only have two more popes after John Paul II.
Two more popes and Malachi's list reportedly ends. About the final pope and the end of the Holy Roman Church, Malachi writes, "The city of seven hills shall be utterly destroyed, and the awful judge will judge the people."
It's been said that St. Malachi's prophecy names this last pope as the one who shall bear witness to the destruction of Rome. If Malachi is correct, his name will be Peter the Roman, the very same name given to the first pope to sit in the Vatican. 300 years after Malachi, the name Peter Romanus, or Peter the Roman, was again heralded as the final pope to perish in a terrible future time. This second warning came from a man known as the King amongst Prophets, Michel de Nostradam.
Michel de Nostradam was born almost 500 years ago in 1503 in Provence in the south of France. In time, it was he who would be widely described as the King amongst Prophets. Nostradamus predicted what has been interpreted as the rise of Napoleon and Hitler, also the coming of the Second and Third World Wars. He may have foreseen submarines and spacecraft centuries before their arrival. In his day, the Black Plague was ravaging the land, killing all who crossed its path. Surrounded by the squalor of 16th century Europe, Nostradamus first achieved fame not as a prophet, but as a healer.
Nostradamus tells the story of entering a plague-ridden town. He came upon a woman affected by the plague, but still very much alive. She was sewing herself up in her own death shroud. Because she was fearful, no one would be left alive in the town to do it for her. It was in just this environment that Nostradamus performed his medical miracles.
If Nostradamus had never predicted anything, he would be remembered as one of the great healers of the 16th century.
According to some interpretations, with his appearance will come great danger.
We will be plunged into a war of unspeakable horrors with atomic explosions, chemical warfare, biological warfare, laser warfare, weapons that we don't even think that could possibly exist. And this would climax to the point where the world would be starving to death, to the point that some countries would even turn to cannibalism.
But those who believe in these predictions say that even if we are able to either escape or defeat the third Antichrist, we can do neither with nature.
Nostradamus predicted three quatrains dealing with disasters for the United States before the 1990s were over.
It is believed Nostradamus foresaw boiling volcanoes, blistering winds, furious hurricanes, devastating earthquakes.
Nostradamus speaks of a great shifting of the globe over either two sudden jolts in a six-month period or a slow roll, which will devastate and undermine entire civilizations. I believe, personally, that he is speaking of May of 2000, simply because it is a time of a grand conjunction of planets, a grand opposition of planets, which could pull gravitational forces to create such an earthquake in California.
Again, a warning for our time. Nostradamus writes, in the year 1999 and 7 months, the great king of terror will come from the sky. He will resurrect Genghis Khan before and after war rules.
The Cold War has seen America and Russia become friends. This was predicted by Nostradamus. And it is a warning. It is the final warning before Armageddon. Russia and America's friendship will be undermined by a Middle Eastern, North African source. This will precipitate to a disastrous attack in the year 1999 in July.
My interpretation of the famous 1999 quatrain is a little different than the accepted one. Nostradamus saw that at the height of the Third World War, there would be a lot of experimental weaponry being used. And one of these was the horrible example of the cloning of armies or the creation of war machines by the manipulation of the chromosomes to create a person who would be a murderer without any morals.
It is my opinion, after 20 years of traveling around the world and studying prophecies, that we make prophecy work by being so predictable. We repeat the past in the future. It is also a shared vision of most prophets that there's not much to say about future history after the year 2000.